for getting together again on a Sunday afternoon, and we want to welcome you to the Holy Ghost Calling website. We know that where you are, it might be a Tuesday or a Thursday or some other day, but for us, it's Sunday afternoon. And we've come because we love the Lord and we want to know Him better, and because we all have needs, and many people have needs. We have needs. Those are friends. I know I have a friend right now that we're praying for. And we just pray that you'll listen in to this service, that you'll receive all that you can receive. And we pray that you'll stay to the very end, because there may be a word, probably will be a word just for you, that the Holy Spirit will guide for your heart to help bring a new day for you, or deliverance, or joy. God is so good. He's wonderful. We just want to welcome you. Brother Freedom is here, and he's got his Bible, and Lord's making him ready. Thank you, Lord, for this good day. Thank you for your wonderful love. Thank you for anointing the listeners who are there. Thank you for touching us who are here. We need your touch, Lord. We pray for the Holy Spirit to come and move mightily, because without you, it's useless. We might as well go home. But with your presence, it's glorious and wonderful. And we want to welcome you, Holy Spirit. We want to welcome you in this place. And we pray that the people on the other end, on the internet, in their living rooms, or wherever they might be, will welcome you too. Thank you, Father, for touching Brother Freedom in a wonderful way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord, we just thank you, and we just give you praise, we give you glory and honor. We thank you for this magnificent day. Lord, we know that many parts of this United States this day is there's different weather conditions, but we know that you control all things are under your control, and we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your many, many blessings that you bestow upon us. We thank you for this, the sun that's shown this day, and we thank you for the rain that's been rained many places. We thank you for all that you've done. That you'll pray that you'll bless this day in a mighty way. Father, we pray for all people. We pray for the lives of those that are your children. We pray for those that need encouragement. We pray that you'd lift them up in a very special way. And we thank you this wonderful day for your goodness, your mercy, your saving grace. We thank you for your healing power. We pray that you'd heal that one right now that needs that healing touch in Jesus' name. We pray for that strength. We need that strength. We need that power, that blessing. And we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. I really truly believe that we're living in times of uncertainties. I was just listening for it. In Texas, there's storms, there's floods, and yet, like in Southern California, there are fires and not enough rain. Things are changing in the weather, like, drastically. Some places don't have enough rain, others are getting too much, and others maybe get a little rain, but that's not enough either. It's a change in the balance that's taking place. We all, people, have to recognize that there are some things, actually, they might call it global warming, whatever they're calling it, but I truly believe the signs of the times are truly here. I believe that the signs are here, that coming the Lord is very soon. I believe the signs are very vivid, they're very powerful, they're very directed to our heart, that we're close to the time our dear Lord Jesus is going to come back. This earth as we see you this day, and when that takes place in just a split second, there'll be a dividing of the things that's been taking place right now. There'll be a change, like a change of the guard. It's going to be element of the things are going to change from that point on very drastically and very heartily, because the Christians, they will be taken, and the true Christians will be taken, and the others that are not, do not know the Lord, will be left here. It's going to be a different day in that day. But I believe that day is coming very soon. I believe it's coming, it's on time. But I was thinking about today also that in the book of Galatians, and I just talked to my brother here a little bit about it, but Galatians, the third chapter, the third and fourth and fifth verse, I'd like to read them. Are ye so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, and are ye now made perfect in the flesh? He's asking that question. Have ye suffered so many things in vain, if it has been yet vain? He therefore that ministered to you in the Spirit, and worketh miracles among you, doth he with that works of the law or by the hearing of faith? He's asking how it comes from. It comes from the Spirit of God. And basically, the church of that day, when they're talking about it, was it was getting less. It was a day approaching. The early church was actually diminishing that very day. And I believe that's taking place in the earth this day. We're seeing signs of times everywhere. But I really believe that God has called the children of God to be alive unto God and dead in sin. I believe that He's going to pour out His blessing upon His people in a very powerful way, in a very vivid way, in a very wonderful way in the hour that we're living in. And I believe it needs to encourage all of us through the Word of God in Ephesians, the 6th chapter of Ephesians, says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. We need to learn to be strong in the Lord. There's no way that we can be strong in the Lord without the Spirit of God and the power of His might. We need to realize that God has given us all the tools. He's given us all the blessings. He's given us all the credentials that we need. He gives us under rope for us that we can do everything in His name. We've heard sermons after sermon, if you'll do it in the name of Jesus, it'll be accomplished. And we say it in the Spirit of God, it'll happen. But then it doesn't happen because we were sliding back in the old man. We lose that wonderful presence of God. I would believe that's the way to speak it. When God's presence is there, in His presence, is fullness of joy, in His right hand, pleasures evermore. We lose that. We lose it continually. We lose it over and over and over. And that's what revivals used to do. They generated a climate that generally helped in these areas where we didn't really get so far away from the Lord. But the Lord says that we need to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Final, brethren, be strong, Lord, and the power of His might. We need that very special. And to stay where we should be with the Lord, we have to maintain that somehow. Now, how do we do that? That's what we'd like to. Maybe the Spirit of God will come down. When the Spirit of God comes down, it's easy. And He's not really come down in a mighty way, and I'm sort of stumbling right now, but we need that extra power. We need that extra generation of His presence that's so real. And how do we maintain that? That is where we all need to question of how do we maintain keeping of where we should be with the Lord to be ready when that day comes. Because He comes in a time when we're not thinking for it. About it. So we need to all be prepared. We need to be ready for that day. We need to be cautiously waiting upon Him. It's like waiting at a red light and you're waiting there for the light to turn green. You're waiting there to not be caught and cross traffic. And that's what we are in life's storms. We need to be steadily keeping our eyes upon the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount with wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. They shall call unto me, and I will answer them, and I'll show them great and mighty things which thou knowest not. But that an ingredient in there is faith. When we're absent faith, things don't happen. Faith is a mover of God. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. He is a rewarder to those who diligently seek Him. Here today, we have to maintain faith. It's like an engine, you know, diesel engine. If you don't put fuel in the fuel tank, it'll run out and it'll stop. And that big old machine could be as big as this house, but it won't do nothing. But you put fuel in it, it'll start. If you put a little bit in it, it'll go a little ways. And that's what happens to us. We get all primed up, and we say, well, I'm really going to get going now, and we put in just a little bit, just enough to get the engine going, but it's not enough to pull the machine forward. And that up and down situation is when we get in ourselves, that we need to have a presence of God with us, the everlasting blessings of God that's greater than what we're facing, the greater power of God, and we need that by the regeneration. And it comes back to what I spoke here. We need to pray in the Spirit. The Spirit of God is the quality that qualifies us continually. Great things happen when you pray in the Spirit. But when we get busy, well, we don't think about those things. When we get real tired, we don't think about that. We think, well, tomorrow I'll do that. But as we know, it should be done. But we're going to put off tomorrow what should be done the day before yesterday. Should have been done way back. And we procrastinate to the depth that we're losing the Spirit of God. We're losing that in ourselves. We're all that one that relies on that supernatural power.
It's so gigantic, it's like air. We don't see it, but to live, we have to have it. You get in a place and the air is dead, you're not going to make it very long. And that's what we are. We got to have the supernatural Spirit of God on us continually. That's that thriving of God's blessing. It will bring down, it'll change things, history. The problems will disappear and mountains will fall down and we'll travel through them. But in ourselves, we come against like brick walls. They stop and we can't go on. It takes that surge of the Spirit of God. And when you time and we say the Spirit of God cannot move, that stops the hand of God and it dampens our life with God to the degree that we lose out that power. We lose out anyone just speaks that and we're there and hear that. It makes that day dark. It makes the anointing dark. That means there's no more liveliness. God's light and God lifts up and encourages. And we need to encourage ourselves daily that God is a big God. And God is greater than everything we're facing. He is greater than life itself. He's greater than any problem. He's greater than any situation or trouble. And be ye strong. You need to be strong, Lord. We need to put on the whole armor of God that we might be able to be the spokespeople for God. May we might walk in His victory. We will walk in His light. That we might be able to walk in His promises. The promise of God, you know, we need to take on the Father's nature. Second Peter says, we need to take on the nature of God. And we need that nature of God. That nature is what helps us, stimulates us. The stimulation of it daily, that's what we have to do this daily. After we pray, we stimulate ourselves and get rid of the cobwebs and the feathers that are all. We might like feathers to grow on us. And we got to renew that ducking daily that there become new life, new covering, new power. And it does as we progress daily, changing our attitude daily because we're going to change every day because there's things happen to us. When we sleep at night, darkness comes in. Next day, that's great because the next day you take on more light. We're just like a breathing, how you breathe. We take in oxygen, we breathe it out. And that's what we do spiritually. We breathe in more of God and we exhale. And then we grow and we start being a powerhouse. We start walking in His victory. We start walking in His leadership. We start walking in His guidance. We start walking. But anytime you stop this, it stops the progress. And we can't allow that to happen, dear brothers and sisters. We can't let this happen. You've got to stay continually. You've got to stand strong in the Lord and the power of might. That you might put off the wiles of the devil. Put on the whole armor of light. That you might start walking in victory. Realizing that you can't stop swimming. It's like going up in a river. We can't not stop. We've got to keep on seeking God. We've got to call upon Him. And He will make us through. He made us that way because I learned something. When I had the stroke, my life became without power. And right now I'm learning how to come back. And I have to do that spiritually the same way. In the natural, you got to exercise to keep your body in shape. You got to do this. Every day you'll fall apart. I don't care who you are. You got to exercise to have strength, to have power, to have the stamina that is in you to walk a good life upon this earth within any degree. And doing that anytime you stop, you're going to quit. That's what happens spiritually. We cannot stop because our bodies can be replaced. But what we have with the Spirit, we cannot replace it. It's life everlasting. And so we got to work out this problem. All of us out there, we got to work it with great diligence, calling upon God that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. The only substitute in my body can be the Lord Jesus Christ, that I put on His nature. I put on His makeup. I put on His armor. I put on His substance. And then I can pray and do it. And I can soar with the eagles. And you can too. You can get up and do miracles. You can do great things and you'll be ready. But just remember, within a week later, if you don't keep it up, you're down in the summer. And that's what happens to many of God's people. God showed this daily. That's what happens. Many of our people are on fire one week, and next week they're down in the devil. They're down struggling. They're down like they're drowning. And many of them are drowning. We need to take on the life everlasting day by day and thanking God daily by day. I thank you, Lord, for this wonderful day. I thank you for your mighty protection. I thank you for God made us that way that we shall survive. He made us that way. That we, oh, I feel the glory coming upon me. We have to come down till we break through. You got to break through daily. I want to challenge you that you need to pray until you break through and you might have victory. We're having victory right now. It's just coming through. It's like you're taking off from the runway of a great big airport. And you're taking off with a great big heavy load. And you're just barely clearing the trees. But pretty soon you keep that old throttle back. Pretty soon you let that throttle back a little bit when you get up there. Because then you're gliding. And that's what you do with the Spirit of God. You get up there and you soar. You go where the Spirit of God wants you to go. Your ears are open to the cries of God. Your ears are open channeling the things from heaven. And when we get down in the ground, all we're hearing is bad reports. We're hearing how bad things are. We're hearing about all the sick. We're hearing about the people who don't have money. We're hearing about weather conditions that many are getting. All those things when you're down here in the low elevation. When you get up there soaring in the world, your eyes are on the Lord. Your eyes are upon the heavens. Your eyes are looking to the answer. And the answer is in heaven. It's not in the world. It's in the heaven. I will lift my eyes to the hills. Whence come my help? For my help comes from the Lord. And yours does too. And I guarantee you, everything you get, your car, your blessing, your house, everything you got, God gives it to you. You want to give them trouble, just start backsliding a little pile, and pretty soon you're probably losing your car, you'll lose all your things. People do that. God is a wonderful God. You might say, well, we don't serve God because He does things for us. Well, He does things for those He loves. And if you want to have the things you love, you'll love Him in such a way that He'll take care of you. You don't even call upon Him. He'll answer you before you call upon Him. He will meet your need before you even cry to Him. He does it all the time. He said, my dog was dead. He said, why did you quit dragging that dog? Pray for it. I said, oh, it's about 10 o'clock at night. Rain just falling down just like everything. I looked down at Holly and I thought, Lord, that'd be nice to have that dog back. I no more thoughts, all that. When I prayed for her, Lord, just her eyes started opening up. She come back to life. And Rip, same way he walked across the street, car running over him, and how his face is deformed on the right-hand side where the tire went over across and broke his little jaw, I guess, pretty bad. But God supernaturally brought him back to life and healed him all at the same time. And he's still here. God will fight your fight if you stay in with Him. There's no other place. There's no other rowboat that can do like God's sailboat will. His boat is fantastic. It takes you over river line of life, and you'll have no times of drowning. You'll feel the glory. I already mentioned the air, but now you can go and have water life. Everywhere you're going to go, God will be with you. You can't go down this deepest part of the earth. God will bless you. Like David said, there's no place I can go without God. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lay down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He restores. This is a daily operation. Tomorrow He'll restore your soul. Tomorrow, next day He'll restore your soul until He takes you home. It's a progress that keeps going. It don't stop. You know, generator, the old generators, they had mica in between the segment. So every time it passed by the brushes that, it made electricity. That's what we do when we turn for the Lord. If we keep on till we get our hands get up. Lord, I love You. Lord, I praise You. Lord, I thank You that You are the same yesterday. But I didn't start that way. I started when I started turning that up. And that electricity starts going. The electricity of God goes in your heart. You feel that vitality. You feel that blessing. You feel that part of God. It's God made us feel this way. The Lord was showing me this day that our bodies are fearfully and wonderfully made. Unless we soothe them and let them move, we don't even feel. We're made to feel good things. We're made to feel love like we love a wife. Or God wants us that way. But when we start having hard days, it comes against those things. And pretty soon we We lose our feelings. Our feelings for a purpose. When we put our hands, if we didn't have feelings, we put our hands on a hot object and we'd get burnt. We wouldn't even know it. God made us where we feel. And when you start coming against God Himself, then you sear your conscience. You sear what God has given to you. And that's your life. You want to feel. You want to feel blessed. And you want to feel. If you never felt God bless you every day, you need to come in and let God bless you every day. And you'll feel a supernatural generation of God that's beyond any imagination that you've ever seen. What I feel now, the glory is here. And it wasn't here a few minutes ago. God's here in a magnificent way. He's here to help you. He's here to strengthen you. He's here to forgive you. He's able, but there's nothing that you can do that God won't do for you right now if you call upon Him. He will remake you. He will re-uplift you. And this is a daily process. You can go daily. That's what He wishes for us as children. That's when we start learning. When we're a child, you've got to go through it more often. And that's where you progress. This life is a progression of days to make become years. Days that you start to be an overcomer, that you live months, yearly as overcomers. But it progresses and we grow. And the Spirit of God cuts channels in our being that we come alive. We're a vessel of praise. We're a vessel of life. Life is not the same. Right now, the Spirit of God's here. It delivers God's blessings. It brings His wholesomeness. It brings the vitality of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And you can walk pleasing in Him. Right now, He's pleased with me because the Spirit of God's alive. That's what we need. We need that regeneration, that rebuilding, renewing of our mind that we might prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Calling to Him, that's a calling to a renewing. Calling to Him, and I will answer thee, and I'll show you that's all a renewing. The renewing of your mind is the progress that God does with you to keep you sanctified. You don't need a revival, you just need this renewing. When this renewing takes place, that's the name of this sermon. The renewing of your life, and the Lord daily wins benefits, it wins power, it brings healing, it keeps you on power, it keeps you on track, it keeps you in victory, it keeps you not wanting no longer, but you have sufficiency. You've got abundance of God's blessings. You speak the word and it shall be done, because you're no longer the natural man. The natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God. For the foolishness unto him, neither can he know them. For the spiritual man, but the spiritual man judgeth all things, yet himself is judged. No man, can't you see that? He is real. You come from glory into glory. God's here to demonstrate His love, His power, His witness is in this room. He's here to dynamically save you, to change you, to heal you. What's your man's name?
George,
he be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. God sent in ways of glory. Glory through the world this day. You out there, you're going to receive God's bountiful. I knew that God was going to bless mightily today, but He's here to develop you. Let this know is a process that goes, don't be afraid when you go have troubles. Just say, Lord, I want a new touch. And that starts taking place. And you start turning that wheel. That belt starts turning that generator. You're going to start putting off low voltage, amperage, and pretty soon you got yourself a hot wire. And then you grow. He multiplies it. You're like an exciter motor then. You know, all the old generators, they had a little exciter motor that excited the big one. So when that starts, then it excites your big one. And then you really start putting on. You put a glory on it. You put a power. You put a blessing on it. You're not deceived no longer. You're walking in witness. You're walking as an overcomer. You're walking as a child of God. You're walking victoriously. And you can't do it, old man, old woman, whoever you are, without God and continually doing it. Work in a process and God will cleanse you. He will keep you holy day by day. Guard yourself. Watch yourself. When you see these signs before you, go back and redo it again. And He will help you to encourage you to walk in His victory. That you will not have to be ashamed. And in Revelation it says that day, He'll coming back, coming against those that are walking in shame. The Lord showed me that's when our sins are showing and they're not forgiven. want to walk in shame. But God will forgive you. God's merciful. He loves you. He just wants you to speak to Him. God just wants your love. God wants your come to Him. He loves you. What agreement have the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God said, I will dwell with you. I will walk with you. I will be your God. Ye shall be my people. Therefore come out from among them and be ye separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I shall receive you. God will receive us, and He will be a Father unto us, and we shall be His sons and daughters, said the Lord Almighty. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves, perfect and holiness in the fear of God. We do that as a process. It's a process. We don't stay saved overnight. You do it by staying saved every moment and working at it, working hard at it. It's like tomorrow morning I'm going to go down to the gym and work probably an hour and a half. But I got to do that to stay in shape where Brother Freedom can do what I'm doing right now. And we all have to do this. We have to all go to the dinner table. That's staying in shape, because when we quit going to dinner, we're going to get, about a month's time, we're going to be in the hospital. And that's the same way spiritually. You must work, you must say, I want to be fed this day with God's love. I want to come into His presence with singing. I want to come with adoration, loving Him and thanking Him. And just saying, He's so kind, He's so merciful. He has us a wonderful place in heaven that's so gigantic. You can't imagine how beautiful it is. You can't imagine, you women can't imagine what He has for you. You women seem to see better things like that than us men do. But it's so vivid, it's so powerful, it's so wonderful. It's there for free. God has made it free. Are you all? Texans too. All, you all can come there because God's there to enable you that you might walk in His splendor, walk in His victory. And you don't want to have to walk as the Israelites walked lap after lap. Never made it in, because you can go in His presence. God loves you today. God loves you. He loves you so much. He wants you. I want to encourage you this day. Lift up your head. Seek God and He will bless you. He will not make you even feel ashamed. He'll make you, yes, feel ashamed, but He'll not make you so concerned that you don't do anything about it. God will help you in your, with your troubles. God bless you in a mighty way. God's here to enable you, uplift you. God wants you to be in heaven there with Him. He has a whole room, well, actually a mansion for you in heaven. So it's in your name. And it's not going to be the same unless you keep on going on. I want to encourage you to keep going on, keep it going on, keep it walking in love, walking in courage. Encourage yourself every day, everybody you see. Encourage them also that God's a good God, and He's coming back through the clouds of glory, where signs of time are truly here, and He's coming very soon. So look up your redemption door of mine. God bless you all. I love you, I love you, I love you. And God bless them in all the wonderful name this day. I pray, God, that You'll move mightily in their hearts this day. We thank You in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Glory.